Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. This is an online exclusive this afternoon through blogtalkradio.com, as we're bringing you recording artist YG Erez. He's making his first appearance here on the program to talk to us not only about his love of music, but also to introduce some of that music here on our program. Erez, man, congratulations and welcome to Conversations Live.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. It's a blessing to be here. It's a big blessing.
Well, man, definitely glad to have you on with us, man. And it was great to be able to connect with you, of course, through the social sites. We'll be talking about how you've been using that here in a moment. But I wanted to start the conversation off, Rez, by talking to you about the love of music, because I think there's definitely a difference in just doing music and actually loving music. When did you realize that you were in love with it?
To be honest, I fell in love with music, I would say, 3 years ago. I would say 3 years tops. I was a little boy. I didn't have, you know, I grew up through struggles. Everybody go through different things in life.
Right.
Young Chicago boy up in Cali, you know, just all I had was a pen. I didn't even have studio equipment. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Section 8, all that, you know what I'm saying? I was, and music was the only thing that changed me in a spiritual way and in a physical way, I could say.
Well, you know, and I think it's that genuineness that really people, I think, are taking hold of with you, Rez. You know, Rez, you know, I talked to you a little bit before we went live here, and one of the things that I've got a chance to see is, you know, some of the online battles you've been able to be a part of thanks to Skype and, of course, being able to share them on sites like Facebook and Twitter. You know, did you always have the confidence? Because I think you said, you know, with 3 years in, you know, to know that this is what you wanted to do, did that confidence come automatically, or is that something that has grown with your love of it?
To be totally honest, I love the music, but my brother passed September 2011. And after that situation, I gained more optimism. I have an optimistic mind. Now, you know what I mean? I know I can do things because I have the power of God and I have his strength with me. And even before he passed, he told me anything is possible. Anything is achievable if you really love it and if you put your mind to it. And he's really my motivation, to be totally honest. And gotcha. Also the fans that I reach out to from day to day.
You know, talking about those fans, the internet has really given us the world, Rez, to be able to communicate with and to be able to connect with on a personal level. How do you think the internet, and especially social media, has helped you? Because you have thousands of fans, you know, throughout the different sites that stay in contact with you and are following you. How do you think that has impacted the reach that your music has been able to have?
Oh, to be honest, social networking is the most powerful aspect of all of this right now. You know what they say, the music industry is still a business, but
right.
To be honest, I've gained tremendous contacts from A&Rs to CEOs to you know, and the fans all come with it at the end
right.
of the day, but I'm aiming for what my goal was, to aim for A&Rs and top people, and I have them follow me on Twitter. People like Aaron Reed at Epic Records follows me. What's his name? Stephen Noah Ghost or something at A&R. Head of A&Rs are following me. And if I didn't have social network, they wouldn't even know about me.
Exactly.
So
exactly.
That's a very important aspect, and they don't follow everybody. You know
right.
what I mean? When you look at their statuses and it's like, oh, follows 100 people and they have a million followers, it's like, why would this guy follow me? He has to look for the next best thing. That's for what an A&R has to do. And you know, that's what I'm aiming for first. And the fans, I love all of the fans that are showing the respect and I appreciate it.
Yeah, and I know they appreciate you too, man. For those that are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live. It's an online exclusive this afternoon. I'm speaking to recording artist YGE Rez. He's making his first appearance here on our program, talking with us about the love of the music. He was telling us it's been about 3 years now when he really fell in love with it, but also his inspiration. He was talking about his brother and how his brother has been the one who inspires him and continues to inspire him. And, of course, the Internet has given him the platform to be able to share with all of us the way that he's been able to do. It actually made our connecting possible as well. I want to talk about messaging for a moment, Rez, because, you know, I've interviewed a lot of people over the last 9.5 years, and what I have realized is that not everybody has the love of the words. For a lot of people, it's about the beat, and that's what kind of makes a song popular for them. I could tell in these battles that you were doing, and I watched a couple of them, you are really good lyrically. You're good at being able to put words together, being able to tell a story through words, to kill people through words, you know, and I think that takes a real skill. How important is that for you, that people not only enjoy the music, but that they get something out of it as well?
Well, I love it. First of all, music is life. Music is love. So I love music. And to be totally honest, when you come in the recording studio, I honestly feel, I'm from Chicago, my hometown Chicago. So all of those artists out there is hungry. So you already got to come to the table and be like, what is these 300,000 other people doing that I'm doing different? And
right.
Lyrically, you have to come with some type of skill. But to be totally honest, when it comes to the beat, some people do just come with the club bangers and they think it's going to be a hit. I don't think that way. I think it has to be the most powerful hook, first of all. It does have to be a good, productive beat, yeah. You know, a catchy beat, but a very catchy, powerful hook and a good formatted verse. And I think that's how you can make it happen, or anybody that wants to make it happen in the industry. You come with that one hit and come with the great aspects when it comes to delivery, when it comes to the hook, when it comes to the whole package. Mm-hmm. And I believe that's how it happened. And my lyrical skill, I write for myself, so I practice every day for this.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Well, you know, I think that's very, obvious to a lot of us who've actually taken the time to listen to you, Rez, is that, you know, it's very obvious that this is something that you love and that you take seriously. So speaking of serious, let's talk about something not as serious. The song we're going to be listening to is All the Girls. It's a great beat, but it is kind of the lighter side of life. Talk to us about the single, how it came about, and the special feature you had on it as well.
Well, yeah, this All the Girls, I made this in the studio, I would say a couple of months ago, probably over a half a month ago. I just dropped it, though, like 2 months ago. It's with Tyga's artist, Panda Baton. He's signed by Tyga. He's from GED, Tyga's group. If anybody knows about Tyga's own group, GED, you know, Tyga got GED tatted on his eyebrow if you look at him closely. But, you know, I collaborated with Panda Baton. We went to the studio. He was in there with his DJ, DJ Dub B. We spent the record. We got it, you know, we did our thing. And to be totally honest, I like the track, but now I know I got to go harder and harder because, you know, every time an artist drops a hit, he's always 10 times better when he comes back. You know
right.
what I'm saying? So I mean, that was a blessing, though, too. But what I'm saying is every next project is going to be better and better. But even that project, Panda Baton, he's got a lot of database I have collected just because of that collaboration. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people don't have songs with GED/YMCMB artists. So I had to work hard for it, you know what I'm saying, and now it's here.
Exactly. Well, it's here, and now our listeners here on the online side of our program, Rez, will be able to hear it. Why don't you do it, see on there, and introduce it for us?
Oh, all right. Well, here's an exclusive leak for all of you. It is All the Girls by YG Rez featuring GED Panda Baton, produced by DJ Dub B. Turn up.
Smalls, play it exclusive shit.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah. All the girls, they dancing crazy. All the girls, they acting crazy. Up, down, up, down, 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 down. Up, down, 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 up, down, down, down.
YG, yeah, first one in the streets, yeah, for sure, we can meet. Got Panda on the beat featuring YG, call me swag, leaning on some lean, yep, close to blowing trees, south, south, G&D, south, south, S-O-D, yep, man, y'all on y'all shit, YG, E, rich, so rich, yes, yes, I'm rapping, and I'm rolling on some blunts, yep, and my Mac is up, and I rap no luck, at my shows go look, got Panda on the hood, shout out, Pink Dolphin, and I'm inked up like a book, you can read me like a book, and yo, bitch, shit so tough. And why you roll so deep? All my goons came with me, and I'm riding with my team. And my pockets full of green, and they walking right by me. And I'm cold, so icy. YG, I'm so YG. South, south, the whole team. YG going ham, y'all. I really give a damn. YG.
All the girls, they dancing crazy. All the girls, they acting crazy. Up, down, up, down, down, down. Lemonade roaster, heavyweight money, pocket chubby like Oprah. All these women want me, but I'm always on the go. Look at your ass, you the 10, girl, you already know. Girl, I'm throwing out these Benjamins, looking like the president. New black Benz, but the leather looks cinnamon. Panda, 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 bitch, you know I'm from the west side. 10 ring shorty, take her on a test drive. No bow tie, but I'm coming for a slope. Wet paint, look, I'm swimming on the fucking boat. You ain't fresh as me, what the fuck you lying for? She coming at me head first, diving bowls. Big ass, soft like warm cookies. We the all-stars, them other boys rookies. White Range Rover, white inside. No top on, shout out to the base guy.
All the girls, they dancing crazy. All the girls, they acting crazy. Up, down, up.
There you have YG Ezraz here with all the girls here on Conversations Live, our exclusive online edition of our program there. We actually are speaking with the man now. He's been talking with us about this musical journey he's been on and, of course, what it's been like for him to achieve what he has already. You know, you definitely don't seem like the type, Rez, that will definitely be satisfied with just what you've done. I know you're going to keep pushing forward. So for you, you know, how do you look at success now? Because you've been doing this now for a little while, 3 years that you've really been serious about it, about the love of it. You know, what does success look like for you at this point?
Hello?
Hello, Rez.
Can you hear me, Cyrus?
Yeah.
Okay. Success, really, to be totally honest, I have a vision. And that's, you know what they say, you have to believe in yourself for others to believe in you.
Right.
So I see all the contacts I have. And, you know, I've worked with a couple of celebrity producers, a couple of celebrity artists. But I feel no one's better than anyone. But I do feel everyone that is optimistic can follow their dreams. So when it comes to my success, my goal is just to sign with a label and to get I want to be a mentor to hundreds of thousands of people. I want people to listen to my music so they can feel my pain. I want them to see my background because, like I said, everyone's been through different trials and tribulations in their life, and that's my goal. So, you know, my vision, I do feel a lot of success coming, but I can't say I made it because a lot of people have a different definition of making it, or I did it, or I, you know what I mean? But what I can say is my motto is never give up.
Gotcha. I think that's great advice for everybody. So, you know, there's a lot of different ways for people to connect with you, Rez. Go ahead and let our listeners know how they can find you and also how they can find the single as well.
You guys could hit me up, add me on Facebook at YG Rez, YG space E-R-I-Z-Z, or follow me on Twitter at YG Rez Goes Ham. And you can look up my single on YouTube.com. My YouTube channel is E-Rez Makes Movies. You can look it up on YouTube. You can look it up on HoaxShare.com. You can look it up on SoundCloud.com. And it's dropping on iTunes in 4 weeks total, because we're still doing, you know, some other stuff. We're putting some other projects on iTunes with it when we drop, so, you know. But, you know, those are a few sites, Mediafire, and it's also different other sites. You can Google me also. You can Google different songs, because I have different songs with other artists also and other singles I've made. And you can just check me out, you know what I'm saying, 2013.
All right, exactly. So again, YG E-Rez, everyone, is our guest. You know, he's all over the place. Make sure you guys do look him up on Facebook, on Twitter, as you said. Of course, you can find him there. And then, of course, be able to find him on the other sites like YouTube as well. Make sure you look for his videos there. And the single will be available, as you said, here in about a month. So make sure you're looking forward to that. You know, you gave great advice, Rez, about the importance of dreaming big, you know, and not letting people control your destiny. And I think that is a great advice for all of us, regardless of what our profession is. Man, we appreciate you coming on. Congratulations again, and we look forward to staying in contact with you, man.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Cyrus. And I just want to say God bless you as well, and thank you for giving me this chance for the interview. And you're a good person. You're a good person. I want to say God bless all the fans.
Well, I appreciate that, and I'm sure the fans appreciate it too, man. Again, YG E-Rez, everyone, make sure you follow him on Twitter at YG E-Rez Goes Ham. We actually tagged him on our Twitter page, as well as our Facebook page. You can find him there. Now, if you guys came in late and missed part of the conversation, don't worry. You can catch the entire interview, and about 5 minutes after we go off the air, you can go back and listen to it completely for free. You can find it, of course, through blogtalkradio.com/conversationswithmusic. But if you can't remember all that, it's all right. Just go to my Facebook page or my Twitter page. You can find the link there. Again, it's facebook.com/CyrusWeb and also twitter.com/CyrusWeb. Click on that link. You can go back and listen to the entire replay completely for free. Share it with your friends using your social buttons there, and you'll be able to allow them to hear it too. Again, a great guy, YG E-Rez, everyone, you know, who's doing great things, and that's what we like to promote here, individuals who recognize a dream, they're going for it, you know, and they really are giving it their all, and that's what this guy is doing. I was glad to be able to speak with him, and that's what so many of you guys are out there doing, so hopefully he inspired you. We're going to take a break. Remember, of course, at the bottom of the hour, I'll be speaking with Wendy Margolis. She'll be making her first appearance on the program to talk to us about her new business. Until next time, I'm Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day. Enjoy your life. Enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music and also a great book. Thanks for listening to Conversations Live. Have a great one.